the family of Christ, welcome to another episode of Daily Christ with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is 2 Chronicles chapter 22. Now, let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. May you always come and bless us, Father. May you always keep on opening our doors, Father. We pray that all the evil plans and plans of the devil that come to disrupt our days, Father, we break them and send them to the fires of hell, Father. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, today's a very short wonder chapter. Let's kick off. Ahaziah, king of Judah. The people of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, Jehoram's youngest son, king in his place, since the raiders who came with the Arabs into the camp had killed all the elder sons. So Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, king of Judah, began to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 1 year. His mother's name was Athaliah, a granddaughter of Omri. He too followed the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother encouraged him to act wickedly. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as the house of Ahab had done. After his father's death, they became his advisors to his undoing. He also followed the counsel when he went with Joram, son of Ahab, king of Israel, to wage war against Hazael, king of Aram at Ramoth Gilead. The Arameans wounded Joram, so he returned to Israel to recover from the wound they had inflicted on him at Ramoth in this battle with Hazael, king of Aram. Then Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to Jezreel to see Joram, son of Ahab, because he had been wounded. Though Ahaziah's visit to Joram brought God about Ahaziah's downfall, when Ahaziah arrived, he went down with Joram to meet Jehu, son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to destroy the house of Ahab. While Jehu was executing judgment in the house of Ahab, he found the officials of Judah at the sons of Ahaziah's relatives, who had been attending Ahaziah, and he killed them. He then went into search of Ahaziah, and his men captured him while he was hiding in Samaria. He was brought to Jehu and put to death. They buried him, for they said he was the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart. So there was no one in the house of Ahaziah powerful enough to retain the kingdom. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to destroy the whole royal family of the house of Judah. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away among the royal princes who were about to be murdered, and put him as his nurse in a bedroom, because Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, and his wife of the priest of Jehoiada was Ahaziah's sister. She hid the child from Athaliah so she could not kill him. He remained hidden with them at the temple of the God of the Lord for 6 years while Athaliah ruled the land. And that is where our wonder chapter for today ends. It's a relatively short wonder chapter, and I just have one message to put across. One message. And it comes from verse 3. What does it say? Verse 3 says, he too followed the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother encouraged him to act wickedly. For his mother encouraged him to act wickedly. Today, I just wanted us as Christians that we ought to watch our circle. Amen. We ought to watch the people that we associate with. We ought to watch the people that we spend time with. Amen. For example, if you spend time with drunkards, there's a high chance, I'm not saying you are, there's a high chance that you will be a drunkard. If you spend time with people who love to read the word, there's a high chance that you too will love to read the word. If you spend time with people who like to do charitable activities, there's a high chance that you as well will do a lot of charitable activities. And that's the same thing that happened today. We see Ahaziah's mother being the source of his wickedness, that he tells him to do wicked stuff, and because he is being controlled, and because Ahaziah is in a circle is in an evil circle. He's not able to distinguish between what is right and wrong. Why? Because there's this voice always telling him, do this bad thing. And this voice was his mother. Can you imagine? This was his own mother making him do all this. This just calls to remind us that we need to watch the people with whom we associate. Amen. We need to check on our social circle. Sometimes we are committing sin not because we want to sin, but because we are being forced one way or another by the people that we are. Sometimes we do certain things not because we want, but because of the peer pressure of the people that we are with. And on the other side, sometimes we do good things because of the people that we are with, and they become a habit in us, and so they're bad things. The question is, with whom are you spending your time? Do they add spiritual value to you? Yes, you need social capital. But are you really going to let your spiritual capital wither at the expense of your social capital? Learn to invest in yourself spiritually. If you see that you are with always a group of certain people who let you astray and who lead you into sin, it's better you detach yourself from them. I'm not saying you stop talking to them, but limit the time you spend with them, because there is a high chance they will derail you, just like Ahaziah's mother did. And that's a brief short message I had for you today. Once you get some time, read 2 Chronicles 22. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at Daily Grace with Alan. We'd really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of everything that we have done. I thank you for always being there for us, Father, when we have gone wrong, when we have gone astray in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words. May send on your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and be with us, to come and listen to us, and always show us the right path, Father, in everything that we do. Father, pray that may you help us to distinguish between the wrong elements and the good elements in our circle. And may you fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we may always select our friends wisely. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.